Okay, Orange and this is the Orange and Blue News podcast, and we're previewing the Illinois Ohio State game with the former running back Dre Brown. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Jim Cotter is with us, and Dre, thanks for joining us a lot. You know, before we jump into this Ohio State game, can you just tell us what you're up to now that you're not playing football this fall?
Yeah, so it's a little different. Not playing football, not gearing up for games on Saturday. But right now I'm transitioning into the, I would say real world. I don't have a lot of fans anymore. Not a lot of people cheering me out. So I work at UC Bank in Champaign. So I've actually stayed around. I do some training on the side, just, helping out youth athletes. And then I do some real estate investing. So, just having all this time on my hands, I'm trying to fill it up because, being a student athlete, I was always busy. So, but it's been good. It's definitely a change of pace, but, I'm liking it. So it's good.
Have you watched the team play every game, and what's kind of your assessment of what you've seen from the Illini this season so far?
Oh yeah, I've watched every game except for the Purdue third quarter. I got kind of rattled, so I left the TV, but I came back for the fourth quarter. But yeah, I mean, it's been good to see them grow. We're kind of a slow starting team, I feel like we kind of use those non-conference games as tune-ups. So without having those, and then you add in, the contact tracing, and it's just kind of a bad mix for us. But I feel like we're starting to settle in now. They're playing fast, they're playing aggressive. So if we can just continue that momentum, it should be a good finish at the end of the season.
Yeah, I want to ask you about this week, and then Jim will jump in with a question. But, they're going up against a team that's heavily favored, one of the top teams in college football. I think they popped up number two or three in the college football playoff rankings yesterday. From a player's standpoint, we're on the outside looking in, but from the player's point of view, how do they approach a game like this where they know they're heavy underdogs, they know they're playing one of the best teams in the country? Do they feel differently than what they'll tell us in the media, and how do you think they approach it leading up to this game?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely exciting playing one of the top teams in the country. As a player, you kind of get to see how you stack up against, the best, really the best in the country, especially Ohio State. Guys like Kendrick Green, who are NFL prospects, they get to really, hey, if I'm, beating these guys up pretty good, then I definitely have a shot to play on Sunday. So, yeah, as a player, kind of before the game, you're just thinking like, hey, let's just go out and play. Like last year when we played Wisconsin, it was like they were hyped up as, the best defense ever, and which, they were good, but you kind of was like, hey, let's just go play. And, if it's close in the fourth quarter, we definitely have a chance to win it. So, I mean, as long as we can, get it close to the fourth quarter, that will obviously give us a chance. But that's probably the hardest part, within you're facing such a juggernaut. And, they're gonna move the ball. They're going to make plays. But you just have to kind of weather the storm. And, if we can keep their stars in check, which is easier said than done. Justin Fields is really, really good. But yeah, you just gotta go play the game. They're student athletes just like we are, and it'll be a good test for them to kind of show where we are as a program. And Indiana took them, 35-42 Indiana. So, but you also got to look at from a player, you got to look at the teams they played. And so I'm not sure the Buckeye schedule off the top of my head, but I think it was like Rutgers, Nebraska. Who else was it? I wouldn't say the greatest teams in the Big Ten. And that's what helped us last year when we played Wisconsin. When we played Wisconsin, they beat up Michigan and Michigan State. Well, Michigan and Michigan State offenses weren't that good last year. They weren't really that explosive. And we kind of took that all right, yeah, they're good, but they're not unbeatable. So yeah, I'm pretty excited to see how they match up with the Buckeyes.
Hey, Dre, coming back from last year when you guys reeled off three straight wins to kind of turn the season around, I know the season didn't end the way you wanted to, but now that this year's team has two straight wins coming into this game against Ohio State, and Ohio State being who they are, does that do anything to their psyche in terms of, they've got two in a row that, they can turn their season around and just kind of go and play Ohio State just how they want to?
Are you saying from Illinois' perspective or
Ohio State? Yeah, from Illinois' perspective.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's way better than, if we were to lose, four or five straight. And the momentum is definitely real, especially in college football. And even just, you know, the locker room, you'd be surprised, like, the week after a loss in the locker room, it's still a little bit different. You still have, like, a sour taste in your mouth, and you just can't wait. You know, you're just kind of like, all right, we need to get Saturday here. But, you know, when you win, it's the same, but it's different, different energy in the locker room, and where, you know, everybody's more positive. There's more kind of, you know, we say Illinois juice in the room. And, yeah, I mean, it's good to it's good to definitely have a win going into the game versus a loss. You know, you kind of get that, especially Big Ten win. Big Ten wins are huge. You know, they're a lot different than, you know, I don't know, beating Akron. You know, like, you're supposed to beat Akron, but when you go on the road and beat Nebraska, you know, that's just a lot of momentum. And, you know, we ran the ball down their throats, and we kind of made them look like almost a, you know, an Akron, the way we were running the ball for over, you know, 250 yards and whatnot. So,
Dre, I'm interesting to hear your take on the running game, because the last 2 weeks they've gotten it going really well, you know, against Rutgers and then last week against Nebraska. You know, the narrative with this offense has always kind of been that Rod Smith's scheme is better with a running quarterback, but they've really done it with two different type of kids. Isaiah Williams against Rutgers, and then Brandon Peters was back last game against Nebraska. Talk about that, as you know, from a running back standpoint. You know, how, you know, when are there more running lanes for you guys? Is it with a running threat at quarterback or a passing threat at quarterback?
Yeah, that's a really good question, and I honestly don't know, because there's so many variables that go into it. Like when Rod Smith came in 2018, you know, we already had kind of an established O-line coach, Coach Buckus. He was there for 2 years. The guys knew him. You know, it was a new offense in the Big Ten, so defense coordinators really didn't know how to react to it. And then you have A.J. Bush, who's like a running quarterback. So, you know, those holes were huge. And then bring to 2019 – you're bringing a new offensive line coach, a little bit different terminology. You know, Coach McClain teaches a little bit different from Coach Buckus. It's more zone. It's more tracks, where Buckus was more man-on-man blocking, just trying to drive your guys back. So I think last year was a bit of an adjustment period for us as offense. You know, we didn't have, like, the greatest stats, but, I think we kind of more had the will to win than kind of the technique and whatnot. So last year was kind of almost like a work in progress for, you know, 2020 offense. Yeah, 2019 – you got a new quarterback too. You're trying to, you know, understand what he likes, the run game. You got two running backs, me and Reggie Corbin. And that's why last year was a little bit more, you know, weird. And then, you know, 2020, I feel like they're finally starting to hit their groove, and where you can truly see with Brandon, you can have a more balanced attack. You know, with A.J. Bush and Isaiah Williams, it was, you know, a lot more. You know, you got 50-something runs and maybe, you know, 15, 20 passes. So, you know, it was good to see that balance. And, you know, when you can have a balanced attack, it really puts pressure on the defense. You know, those throws of Josh Bebe just to keep their corners honest and the safeties honest. So, yeah, I mean, having that balance is definitely huge. You know, winning teams usually have that. Even Wisconsin, they're starting to throw the ball more this year. So,
Trey, you know all about
– Jim, I got one more.
Okay.
They're starting to look a little bit like that 2018 running game the last 2 weeks. It was Mike Epstein and Reggie Corbin then. It's Mike and Chase Brown this year. Talk about those two guys a little bit. What have you seen out of the running back core this year? And what have you heard about Reggie Bush, the freshman? Or Reggie Love?
Oh, yeah, man. I wish we had Reggie Bush on our team. Yeah, Chase and Mike, they complement each other well, because they're pretty unselfish. And, you know, I've seen Chase and Mike, like, blocking for each other and going hard, you know, and when you kind of have that chemistry in the backfield and two guys that are, I mean, I'd say pretty much evenly, you know, evenly matched players, like, they have kind of similar skill sets. That's huge, because it's kind of like pick your poison. You know, Chase is getting the ball, or Mike's getting the ball. Where compared to last year, you know, like me, I was more of a blocker, or Reggie was more of a runner, so they could kind of, you know, defense mentally could kind of they can kind of know kind of what's going on. So, you know, with these guys, you really don't know, you know, what's going to happen. And then I'd say definitely, like, Mike coming back from those injuries is just like, man, you know, like, it's, you know, I did it before and I knew he could do it. And so it's finally good to see him, you know, go out and, you know, show off his burst, his speed. And yeah, I mean, when you have two hardworking, you know, they're probably one of the hardest working players on the team. They're unselfish. You know, that kind of just boosts the team up a little bit. Reggie Love, I've heard great things about Reggie Love. I knew he was a good player. I think it was the opening kickoff versus Wisconsin. He was on kick return, and he laid a guy out. And I'm like, you know, if you can do that as a freshman, I don't even need to see you run the ball. You're going to have a good I know you're a good football player, so it's good to see him. I think he's been on special teams a little bit, but you know, hopefully, you know, it's kind of tough on a freshman this year because he's not going to get a lot of reps because you're not going to throw a freshman in, you know, when there's all Big Ten games. But yeah, it'd be interesting to see. You know, hopefully there's not any injuries, but it'd be, you know, interesting to see how he does in there.
Dre, I know you've had your share of injuries throughout your Illinois career, and you know, you mentioned with Mike coming back from his. What's got to be going through his mind this year as he's doing what he's doing, knowing that he's been out the last couple of years due to injuries, and what he, you know, he's finally getting to show what he's made of and what he's capable of doing as in the backfield for Illinois.
Oh yeah. I mean, for one, you know, even taking back to me, and I'm sure Mike's probably just grateful to be out there. You know, every game day that you show up and you're on the field and you're in practice, you're just so thankful because a lot of times, remember plenty of times where I was either on the field watching practice, like in street clothes, or, you know, at the game, just watching it and not being a part of it. So I think for him, he's just like every time he gets the ball, you know, it's like, wow, you know, I get opportunity, you know, my body's kind of rewarding me for the work I put in. And yeah, I mean, at first, I'm sure the first couple games, you know, you're trying to be a little bit more cautious in terms of, you know, if you're getting tackled, you kind of want to make sure you're landing a certain way. And you kind of know, you know, Mike's a really hard runner, but I think he's starting to not as take as many hits, you know, kind of just being more of a smarter player. Because you kind of have to, you know, when you have, you know, multiple injuries. Like, I knew there were certain things that I couldn't do. Like, I couldn't, you know, cut really hard and try to make a safety mix because, you know, my knee will probably hurt for the rest of the game. So, you know, it's unfortunate, but injuries happen. And if you can find a way to kind of adjust from that, yeah, he'll be good to go.
Dre, I know you're an offensive guy. You spend all your time in the offensive room, but let's talk defense a little bit. How do you slow down a guy like Justin Fields and all these weapons that he has in the passing game? I mean, you got future NFL guys, a couple of them, a wide receiver, really good running back, and they always have a big and athletic offensive line. So what do you think the Illini defense has to do to slow him down on Saturday?
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty cliche. I don't know if they're probably not going to slow them down, honestly. Like, they're a machine, well-oiled machine. You know, it's pretty cliche, but turnovers, that's really the only way we, you know, had a chance versus Wisconsin. If you can get, you know, two turnovers, three turnovers, that kind of gives you an opportunity. Obviously, you have to convert those turnovers into points. Yeah, that's kind of Lovey's motto. I'm sure, like, everybody's tired of hearing it, but that's kind of gives us the best chance because, you know, I don't know if we have – the talent to, you know, line up and, you know, I don't know if you saw that Wisconsin Northwestern game when it was like three and out, three and out, three and out. Like, that's just the way the kind of spread offense works. It's kind of pick your poison. So, you know, it's hard because if you want to line up and stop the run, then they'll throw, you know, with their five-star receivers. If you want to, you know, get numbers out and defend the pass, then they're just going to, you know, run the ball all over you. So, yeah, it'll be Coach Smith will be in a chess match for sure. And he'll definitely, you know, he's definitely, you know, seen a lot of spread offenses in the past. So he kind of knows under certain things you can do to get turnovers and whatnot, certain play calling. So, yeah, I mean, turnovers, you know, that's kind of our bread and butter at Illinois. We've really, you know, at the first couple of years, we kind of talked about it, but it's nice to see, you know, doing it and leading the country. You know, if you're going to be good at anything, you know, that's nice thing to be good at for sure.
I know, hey, Dre, I know Brandon mentioned earlier this week about, you know, being an underdog and, you know, probably coming to every game the rest of the season as an underdog. Now, mm-hmm. Illinois is probably, I would say, a 28, of, you know, a four-touchdown underdog coming into Saturday's game. You being, you know, on probably one of those sides that, you know, has come into the games where you guys have been big underdogs, what does that do to you guys, and does that give you any inner motivation to go out and try to show people that, hey, we're better than – people perceive us to be?
Yeah, I mean, Coach Smith will bring it up usually in the Monday meeting where we're kind of introducing the team we're playing. And, you know, you're like, dang, you know, that but honestly, like, I really didn't care. And a lot of people really don't care because at the end of the day, you still have to play the game. You know, it's not like a video game where you can just simulate it and, you know, you'll lose by whatever. You know, these are real people, real humans. You know, Ohio State, they got stuff going on. You know, it's Thanksgiving week, you know, people aren't with their families and whatnot. So, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of stuff up in the air. But as a player, you're just like, you know, let's just play the game. And you can't really buy into, you know, being torn. I mean, they're Ohio State. Like, what do you expect? They've been in the college football playoff 3-4 years and we made the Red Box Bowl last year. So I wouldn't, as a player, I'm not being like, oh, maybe we should be, 10-point underdogs, because that's just, that's just how college football is, honestly.
Dre, there's actually some parallels to the Wisconsin game last year. That was a big game, kind of a turning point of the season for you. And I think this Ohio State team is a different animal. I think they're a lot better than Wisconsin was last year. But a game like that, you get the game-winning field goal, crowd goes nuts and everything. What's that do for the team's confidence of facing the rest of the schedule?
Yeah, it's huge. And it honestly helps, because if you don't win the next game, like we played Purdue after Wisconsin, and Coach Smith was like, hey, if you guys don't win this, then everybody that think it's going to be a big fluke. So no one puts you in a pressure situation where we're like, hey, we have to win this to show people that we're legit, because if we beat Wisconsin and we lose to Purdue, lose to Michigan State, beat Rutgers, and I'm like, oh yeah, that was just a fluke. This team isn't really that good. So yeah, kind of puts a pressure on you to be like, hey, we're legit, we need to win these games. And we kind of carried that, got that 3-game win streak, got bowl eligible, and that was a good time.
All right, well, Dre, I want to thank you for joining us on the holiday here today. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family, and good luck to you and whatever your endeavors are going forward. Really appreciate your time, Dre.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, guys. Always a good time talking with you guys. So, yep, we'll see you. Me and Doug been talking since I was, 15 maybe? It's been
eight years.
Way back, those interviews back in the era. So, yeah, always good talking to you guys. So, we'll see you.
All right. Thanks again, Dre.
Thanks, Dre.
Yep. Bye-bye.